do some more dancing for us here. Are you ready? Okay, sweet. So, I haven't mentioned this yet because Kim is a true Minnesotan. She gets mad at me. Look at that. You see that? That look right there? She knows.
I'm just curious at what he's going to say.
I'm going to say something nice about her, so she gives me a dirty look. So I'll do. How about if I do a mixed thing, like part nice, part not nice? So Kim has won a number of competitions with her dancing. You can clap for that. It's okay. We're proud of her. She's not proud of it, but we are. But she just doesn't want to talk about it. She says so. One that she's won a number of times is down in a little community in southern Missouri, right on the Arkansas-Missouri border. It's a town called West Plains, and they have a old-time music festival that we've been playing for a number of years now. And Kim has won this dance competition a couple of times, but she's also tied for first place with the local woman who's from the area, who's also really, really good. And so the last time we were down there, it was a tie again. She tied. And you guys know the term sudden death, right? I mean, you know, we're hockey states up here. We got a lot of sudden death. A lot of sudden death. And so... Just move to the end. You don't want to get within kicking distance. That's where it gets dangerous. But so what they do down there is that their scores were tied, and so they had to go to a sudden death round. And they... Has anyone seen the movie West Side Story? Yeah, okay, you know how they tied their wrists together and then they fought with switchblades? Yep. That's a lot like what this was like, except what they do is they tie their ankles together on their good foot. They tie the good foot together, and then they tied a switchblade to their bad foot. And it's a sudden death round. I don't want to get into the gory details about how it goes, but I'll just say that Kim is still here dancing with us. You can extrapolate from that, I guess. Pretty good stuff.
Maybe I ran away.
Maybe you ran. You didn't run away. We all know the truth. What are we doing here, Dave?
I think we should do Kitchen Gal.
All right, we're going to do a tune called Kitchen Gal. This is fun because Eric, our bass player here, is also a fiddle player, and he taught us this song, this Kitchen Girl. And now he complains every time we play it because he doesn't like it. He tells us we learned it in the wrong key.